at Simon Fraser U for anyone who follows the Instagram page. So it's a tiny series that I made called Climate Career Corner. And if you go onto the Instagram page, it's under the COP28 highlights section, which still should still be there. Yeah. And I interviewed a lot of people. I interviewed lawyers, doctors, like communications professionals who were at the conference. Like, for example, this one lady, her name is Dr. Courtney Howard.
Yeah.
And she's actually a graduate of SFU.
Oh, great.
I met. And she currently works in Yellowknife as an emergency physician. And a lot of her work surrounds public health leadership, yeah, actually. And she does work with mental health and wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, up in the north. And at the same time, I met a lot of climate lawyers as well. And yeah, that's such a cool career. So what they were doing is trying to use human rights law,
yep,
to be able to tell companies like Shell to stop emitting greenhouse gases.
Right.
And a lot of that surrounds the intergenerational conflict of responsibility for climate change.
Yep.
And what they were doing is that, for example, like youths would be able to say that to companies like Shell that, oh, by emitting greenhouse gases, you're actually violating my right,
mm-hmm,
to a healthy future,
yeah,
right? And that's indeed true, because youths are the future. And I met this one professor who was, she teaches law at UVic, actually,
yeah,
and she specializes in climate change law. So if anyone's interested in ever becoming a lawyer, I mean, that's a great career to go,
yeah,
towards. And I also interviewed some communications professionals. This one lady, she used to be a freestyle skier.
Yeah.
But then later on, she opened up her own communications firm. And it's kind of like this creative startup where they try to help businesses have a more sustainable image.
Right.
And yeah, I think that there's just so many different ways you can really leverage your career to make an impact on climate action. So.
And you're sharing some of these interviews on the Instagram,
yeah,
account.
Yeah, you can still see them right now. So.
Yeah. And how do people find that account again?
Oh, it's Simon Fraser U. So at Simon Fraser U. It's SFU's official Instagram page. So make sure to check it out.
Great.
Yeah.
People should go and check that out. Thanks so much for joining me today, Hylene.
Yeah, thank you so much for inviting me. Just wanted to make that last point there.
Yeah. And thanks for joining me, Hylene Wang, as member of SFU's official delegation to COP28.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dear listeners, as you may have heard, Meta, which owns Instagram and Facebook, is blocking Canadian access to all content created by news providers, including this radio station, in response to the Online Broadcasting Act. Access to local news and information matters to everyone, and while radio stations use their airwaves to keep you informed, we also use social media to share local news, events, and initiatives, and even content about our upcoming programming. We need you to write your MP and convey your concerns. Learn more and find a letter template for your MP on our website. Thank you for your support.
In just a moment, we're going to bring you our artist feature for this edition of Speak Up. But first, we have this message.
Hi, we are your artists.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, welcome, Ayu.
Hello,
Ayu Sakamoto is here with our artist feature for today. So tell me, who are we talking about today?
I talk about the Japanese artist called King Nu. And So can I talk about
it? You're just saying, you don't seem to be picking up very well on the microphone.
Okay.
So just for a moment, I'm just going to turn these off and... Can you try that microphone now?
Hello?
There we go. We can hear you properly now. I don't know what's up with the other microphone.
Oh,
I'll have to investigate that. So, sorry, start all over again, please.
Okay, so today I will talk about the Japanese artist called King Nu. And, yeah, it's okay. If
yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
So this is one of my favorite music bands. And King Nu is a Japanese band formed in 2015. And, yeah.
Do you want to play the track?
Oh, so yeah, so let's start with the first song called Hakujitsu, released in 2019.
Everything will be okay. covers Hakujitsu by King Gnu. Now let me share a little more about them. King Gnu is a Japanese pop rock. Japanese pop rock band formed in 2015. The band is made up of four members: Daiki Tsuneta, Satoru Iguchi, Kazuki Arai, and Yu Seki. The band debuted in 2019, and since then, they've released many hit songs. Their music has this amazing mix of folk and rock sounds, creating a unique and captivating brand. Daiki Tsuneta has made most of their songs, and every time I listen, I'm impressed by his talent. He consistently delivers songs that exceed our expectations. It's hard to put into words, but the melody, rhythm, and harmony made with instruments like guitar, keyboard, and piano really excite me and bring a sense of freshness. That's why I never got bored for their songs and make me want to listen again and again. One thing that stands out in their music is that they often change keys. Even in the first song we just listened, Hakujitsu, the key changes and the pitch is higher in the last part of the song. Changing the key in this way makes the music more dramatic and emotional, and you can feel the song reach its peak at the end. Also, I don't usually listen to rock music, but the reason I feel familiar with their songs, maybe they use many string instruments. Cellos, violins, and other strings often used in their music. So in that sense, they're distinct from a lot of rock music. So now let's talk about Satoru Iguchi, the lead vocalist. His voice is absolutely amazing, and you can feel how beautiful and delicate it is. And he sings with amazing falsetto, and I personally think that his voice often carries a sadness, which is especially good for ballad songs. And also, if you just listen to their songs, you might not realize how challenging it is to sing their songs. But I watched a TV program about them before, and it showed that their songs are really hard to sing because they have a wide range of sounds and often change keys. Iguchi graduated from Tokyo University of the Arts, which is the most famous art school in Japan, so he's developed his incredible singing technique. And I think Tsuneta deeply understands Iguchi's vocal talent and characteristics, and this allows him to produce these great songs that many people love. So now let's move on to the second song, called Sakayume, and this song was the ending theme song of the anime movie Jujutsu Kaisen Zero.
としても心の奥底からあなたが溢れ出して求め合って重なり合うその先で僕ら夢と夢あなたが望むならこの夢を愛として
Sakayume by King Nu. I'm very glad to share one of my favorite Japanese music artists, King Nu, with you today. And let me tell you how to spell their group name. It's spelled K-I-N-G-G-N-U.
So you think you know Wix, do you?
And
shop Black Friday at Michael's now!
And I hope you like their songs. If you're interested in them, you can listen to their music on Spotify, Apple Music, and other music streams. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ayu. Ayu Sakamoto with our Japanese artist feature. Next up, this is Bird Note. Well, we brought you Bird Note earlier, so we're not going to bring you Bird Note again. Although I love Bird Note. You're listening to Speak Up here on CJSF 90.1 FM. And coming up in about 10 minutes is Democracy Now! So please stick around for that. Plus, lots more great programming coming up here on CJSF today at 12 noon is Wandering Rhythms. A look around the world at music from every country and region. Later on in the afternoon, typically Tuesdays, is on at 3 o'clock. It's all some great stuff coming up here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We have a track here from something new from Connie Calder, new on our playlist here at CJSF. This is called Keep Going.
Dr. Anthony Lizerwitz, and this is Climate Connections. Many everyday choices, like washing your clothes in cold instead of hot water, are an opportunity to help reduce carbon pollution. A new book called The Climate Action Handbook gives people 100 ways to improve their habits at home and champion climate solutions in their communities.
The premise for the book was that every action matters because we need everyone doing what they can and what they're good at.
Author Heidi Roop says that as a climate scientist, she spent a lot of time talking about the problem, but she did not always have a good answer for people who asked her what to do about it.
And so the Climate Action Handbook is an attempt to try to answer that question, to invite as many people in as possible to see themselves as part of the solution.
The guide provides lots of ideas, like eating more plant-based meals, choosing slower shipping for deliveries, voting in every election, and supporting youth climate activists. The ideas are accompanied by striking illustrations that help readers understand what they can do and why it makes a difference.
Coming up with the list was really my own learning process to say what are the ways, big and small, that all matter, that we can show up and make climate a part of the decision that we make every day.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
That was Climate Connections here on CTSF. Just before that, we heard from Connie Calder and a track called Keep Going. We're just about at the end of the show, but we're going to head you out with local jazz legend Corey Weeds. This is Corner Kisses. Take a quick look at Vancouver's weather for this week. Well, it's going to be a big improvement from what we experienced last week, unless you really love the snow. I actually do really love the snow when I don't need to get around. It was pretty beautiful early on Wednesday morning last week. This week it's going to be a lot more rain and much more moderate temperatures. Highs up to 7 today, lows overnight to 4 with clouds and rain. Bit of sunshine tomorrow, but still more clouds and rain. And that's pretty much the forecast for the rest of the week, with highs up to 8 or 9 degrees and lows down to 6 or 7 degrees, with a bit of a warming trend through the week. And we're going to get up to highs of 11 or 12 by the weekend, but still clouds and rain. So that's not really something to complain about this time of year. That's pretty much what we should expect. Thanks for joining me on the program today, and thanks to Hyleen Wang for joining me as well to talk about the COP28 conference that she attended last month. You can find more about what went down at the conference and what SFU's delegation was up to as at the official Simon Fraser University Instagram account, which is Simon Fraser U. Simon Fraser, the whole words, and then the letter U, for short for university, Simon Fraser U on Instagram. And Hylene has a series of short videos or reels about the various different sorts of climate careers you might find. I think it'd be a great way to spend your working life helping to improve the climate for everyone's benefit. Coming up in a few minutes is, well, in about a minute, actually, is Democracy Now! At 12 noon is Wandering Rhythms. And at 3 o'clock, typically Tuesday, and a lot more great programming come here on CGSF throughout the rest of the day. Tune in tomorrow for more Speak Up. And on Wednesday at 10 a.m., Robin Erickson and her team will be bringing you Intravenous. All that and more coming up on CGSF today and this week. We'll leave you with Corey Weeds and Corner Kisses.